Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Turi. Welcome to Starlight Radio Show. Well, it has been a very interesting week for me. Guess what? I'm getting more and more busy. Like there is so many people out there who need my help. And also, my course in Hawaii is doing very, very well. Seats are going real fast. And as you know, maybe you don't know, from $1,500, I broke this course to $750 or half a price. And it's just for a week or so. For those of you who have signed up to my newsletter, you know about it. So jump in the wagon because I'm going to be teaching the secret of the universal mind. I'm going to be teaching Nostradamus Kabbalistic healing, and I'm going to be doing some serious work on the subconscious and the superconscious in time and space, interacting with your life and bringing about your reality. Well, the idea is to be aware of the infrastructure of the divine, not only the universal mind, but what's behind this, well behind this. There is not even words that have been invented or created to explain the archetypal realm of consciousness. And the idea is to make you aware of the creative forces of your subconscious so that you can use it to your advantage. But remember, if you ever hope for a better life, more money, a better health, a good job, even fame, guess what? As the children of God and God himself, you are. You got the potential to do it. And the idea is to never forget that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. But if you always do what you did or didn't do and expect changes, that's where the problem is. You know, when I was back home in France and in England for many, many years, I was destitute, I'm telling you. Oh, I was not driving a Corvette, and I didn't have a 4x4, and I didn't have a big house, and I didn't have everything that I have today. I was destitute. Twice, both in England, and when I came in this country in 1984, I was in the streets. But I have that will, I have that awareness, I have that drive, and I have that deep wisdom that led me ultimately to who I am and what I do today. Now, the worst thing that you can do for yourself is to expect those changes and do nothing. Unless you make drastic decisions, unless you, not me, I did it, make and take drastic actions, the universe will know that you don't mean business. And guess what? You're going to be staying where you're at. You're not going to raise your vibration. You're not going to attract the people or their wisdom that can help you to vibrate in a different level so that you become the magnet. Been there, done that. Oh, no, I was not born from a very wealthy, rich family and a dozen of gold spoon in my mouth. No way. I was thrown out of school. I was 12 years old. My teacher says that I would never be anything, never do anything, because I was ADD. Of course, this ignorant did not know that ADD is not a disorder, it's a gift. So, the message is clear. If you want change in your life, you better change the way you handle your life, the way you think and the way you do things. So take a chance on me, because not only will I teach you the real true golden keys, what it means to be human, and also your relationship to the divine. Not only will I teach you Kabbalistic healing, the rare methodology of Nostradamus back in Hawaii out there, but I will teach you also the forces of your subconscious. Three deal in one. What is the real price for true wisdom? Guess what? Millions of people have spent billions of dollars for billions of life trying to find the truth. And you know, the only thing you have is your common sense and your intuition. Your common sense can be used to investigate who I am. For those of you, and there is a lot of you out there listening to me right now, that have been with me for weeks or months or years, you know who I am. You know that I put my name in my predictions. You know what I do. And every single day, the blessing of getting emails and letters and telephone calls nonstop, praising my values, praising my work. God thinks I'm not an egocentric. I don't have any spiritual pride. For if that was the case, oh my gosh, I wouldn't touch the ground. But I just want you to know that I'm just a man. I got nothing to do with Nostradamus. I'm not a prophet. I'm not Jesus. I'm not whatever. I'm just a man. And I have a good mind and I have a good UCI. Again, UCI, for those of you who do not know, stands for Unique Celestial Identity. I got a good intuition and I got a good common sense. And using all this brought me all that I need, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. And I'm willing to offer you that. So, you gotta take a chance. Don't say, wow, I can't afford $1,500. I understand, it's a lot of money. Okay? But it's not $1,500. I brought it down to $750. So you could use the rest for your trip in Hawaii. Well, but the center is too expensive. Well, hey, we have people in Hawaii. If you read my newsletters or if you go to my website and click on the banner for the course in Hawaii, that we'll be willing to help you in finding affordable accommodation. And once we are there, we can always find out to share rooms, do something, mean business, show the universe you want to change, ask and you shall receive. But you know my philosophy, I don't really ask, I don't pray, I don't help. I don't beg, I demand. I demand. I mean business. And that is the only difference between me and many of you out there listening to me. You need to mean business with the universe so that you can activate that magic, activate that energy that connected you with the miracle, with the divine, with what you may seem incomprehensible, unreal, is very real, very solid. Work for me, it's going to work for you. Now, I was watching Discovery Channel, History Channel. That's all I watch. I don't watch football. I don't watch movie. Not that I don't like to be entertained. I have to sometimes. But, you know, I'm in a real world. And I am constantly blown away. All this jargon regurgitated by the Christians who monopolize all these big channels. They have the money, now they have actors. And you see a bunch of imbeciles walking, you know, representing the energy of 2,000 years ago. These people were wearing bags. They had no education. They were vulnerable. Now the story goes that John the Baptist baptized Jesus and said, oh, he did not baptize for the soul but for the body. Guess what? How many of these people 2,000 years ago could take a shower? Maybe they stink too much. Oh, but they have to be clean of their sins. Oh, what? Did they smoke pot? Did they have what we have nowadays to make a scene every single day? These people had no life, for God's sake. They were working the dirt. They were peasants. They had no education. They were in the full splendor of the world, imbeciles or vulnerable. Why? It's something that literally blew me away. Why do I see the facts of all this jungle mongol bull? There's no other words. Why do I perceive it? Why do I see it as it is? And why other people don't? Well, again, it has to do because maybe my Mercury is dignified into the world of Aquarius, the highest position for the thinking, critical thinking planet that allows me to perceive reality outside of dogmatic teaching and illusion and deception. Why don't people realize Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist? And yes, because of John the Baptist, Jesus now starts to do his own teaching. Whoa, wait a minute here. No. Competition, politics, ego, manipulation, money on those days were probably grain or pigs. That is what was ruling the days. Look at these people. Look at the energy of these ignorant actors that are probably, you know, taken care by the Christian to give them the paycheck to do the movie. Look at them dressed with bags, dirty. They are just a representation of 2,000 years. What did these people knew? What John the Baptist knew? What Jesus knew? My gosh, please see the facts. Elvis Presley is not coming back. Jesus ain't coming back. Wake up. Understand that the Middle East is under the jurisdictions of Neptune, the Lord of deception, the Lord of illusion. Again, I can only repeat myself for those of you who did not listen to me. You can only connect with me. You can only relate to me because of who you are from your stars, your education, and your experiences. And nothing to do with my education, my and own experience with life in my stars by birth. Maybe you should listen and stop deceiving yourself or stop this planet, this preeminent planet that has plagued the world last 2,000 years. Neptune, Poseidon, the Lord of Deception, representing the fishes or the symbol of Christianity, swimming downstream. The past, the guilt, illusion, deception, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, pot, Prozac, red wine, doctor prescriptions. Oh, 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 wait a minute. That is the negative aspect of this planet that controls the Middle East. Why? Why is the Middle East the biggest producers of the most poisonous elements, oil? Because it is controlled by Neptune. Neptune was oil. Why is the Middle East the greatest producers of the youngest, deadliest three major religions, the Christian, Judaism, and Muslims? Because the entire area is controlled by Neptune, the Lord of Deception. And you know, those three wise kings following the stars of the birth of Christ, hey, they knew. They knew this planet was going to be in charge of the world. And they knew that the world was going to be taken for the biggest ride ever, that ultimately, 2,000 years later, 875 different denominations are killing at the very moment I'm speaking to you, people. More people died in the name of Allah, Buddha, and Jesus, and all religion than all the wars and all the disease combined together. Why, in the name of God, why would somebody with a little bit of a brain would support, endorse, or promote anything that at the end would kill? Religion has done this since day one and still doing it nowadays. Well, you know, you might as well promote and support anything that kills, such as nuclear weaponry. Why do you think America is fighting so hard in Iran? Or you watch the next few days. You watch the next few days, people. Why do you think America is trying to stop Iran promoting the tools of death? Because Iran is already poisoned psychically with religion and their teachings of the Quran is to kill every infidel. So each one of any one of these people that would kill any one of us, only one of us, now will end up with 12 virgins of 12 years old when he dies in the name of Allah. For God's sake. Is any time that mankind starts to wake up and smell the rose and realize that this deceiving planet's work is has to be slowly but surely acknowledged and then eliminated from the psyche of mankind? Look at all these crazy, lunatic, apocalyptic teachers every single night, every single day, in every single corner of the world, promising the end of this world. what do you think this does to your children? Do you wonder why they take drugs? Do you wonder why they're part of a gang? Do you wonder why they commit suicide? Hey. If you are a mother or a father, do not poison the psyche of your child, because the ugly God is going to put an end to this world. Let's stop the nightmare of ignorance. Start to back me up with your thoughts. Understand it's all about thoughts. If you constantly, but let's put it this way, let's be negative. If you are constantly surrounded with a bunch of imbeciles, drug addicts, criminals, losers, well, guess what? Out of this nucleus and low energy, you will come that way. You will become that way. Because a magnet will attract a piece of wood. You are being melted into a deceiving energy that took 2,000 years to build. And now we are fighting a tsunami of imbecility and ignorance that kills people on a daily basis. Now just do the opposite. Imagine with me. Like John Lennon said, just imagine. All of a sudden, every single people that you see on television, well, life is beautiful. The sun will rise tomorrow. Not the Son of God, the S-U-N Son, the real Son, coming out of the dead, the true message of the 12 apostles, which are the 12 signs of the Zodiac. Again, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles. Just imagine if every single minister out there stopped poisoning those children. Just imagine turning the flux from negative to positive, giving hope, respect, understanding. But how is that possible when you have so much money involved? So much money being wasted on a daily basis. Oh, I'm getting 85 years old. Oh, I had done a lot of bad things in my life. Oh, my husband is already dead, and I want to save his soul and my soul. So why don't I give the $8 or $10 million that we have worked our lives for with our business to the church, so we, my husband and I, can buy our place in paradise? Oh my gosh! And you are listening to me, and you are probably smiling, but this is what it is. And that is the job of the church, to poison you so that you make sure you poison your kids. And in whatever resource you have, you are going to take it away from the mouth of your own family and give it to those abusers that are going to build more and more churches in Indian reservations, completely and entirely rejecting the laws of the wise old Indians and their privacy on their own land. This is a tragedy for mankind. My job, if I have to be called something, my job is to stop this illusion, this deception, this negativity, and start to bring light and hope and true knowledge to you. I want to be recognized, if I want to be recognized for something, it's as a liberator of mankind's spirit. I'm not here to tell you you're going to go to hell. I'm not here to tell you you have to repent. I'm not here to tell you you cannot have sex. Well, you cannot have sex, but why did God make it that it feels so good? Maybe because we should do it as much as we can. Oh, yes. No, you have to purify it yourself. Sex is only good for reproduction. Well, that's animals. We're not animals. We feel, we think, we enjoy ourselves. So that's why God made imagination, I guess. That's why we, in time and space, all of us are the force. In the matrix, we are God. We have created our reality. But like God, we are much too powerful and much too big and much too strong to come in this small, little, dense physical world. So from the matrix, we are taking a very little part of the divine or God, and we bring it here, and that is me, and that is you, and that is all of us. And then, because God is so powerful and so bored, he decided to stay 100 years, if you are lucky, to operate from ignorance or innocence as a child, and then grow for 80, 85, 100 years, if you're lucky again, and gather as much information as possible, so that when the body goes back to the dirt where it belongs, the immortal spirit goes back home to God, to you, and bring the knowledge back to the matrix, making the matrix getting bigger and bigger. And guess what? All is that and that is all. No time, no end, no beginning. All is that and that is all. We do it again in another place, in another time. And then that is the beauty of life. You're not going to go to hell. You are on hell, confined with your fears, your guilt, your addiction, your ignorance. That is hell. There is no other hell. That's where I was once upon a time when I was drinking, when I was smoking. That was me once upon a time when I was looking for every single cave in the side of a mountain and go and sit my butt, trying to understand the darkness of this cave, what was my mission. Then I thought, my gosh, if I stay in this cave in darkness for like any guru or any prophet, I ain't going to learn anything. That's stupid. That's not the way. The truth is not in the depth of within myself, or the truth is not in that cave. The truth is in the world. When I'm going to be challenged, when I'm going to get my butt kicked, when I'm going to be forced to react, when I'm going to be forced to analyze and think, that's where the truth is. The truth is not within. The truth is outside. When you look at me, I'm sharing my world with you. And trust me, my world is very empty. There's nothing in my world. Every single thing that I have learned is because of you, because I looked outside of my freaking world. Excuse my French. That's all there is. Now, if my world shocks you, it's a blessing. You need to hear it. Don't tune the thing off. Oh, if you don't agree with me, maybe you should try to investigate me. You know, if you've been smoking or drinking for 10 or 15 or 30 years, you're not going to be stopping in 5 minutes. And in this great country of America, every children is religiously poisoned since day one. So it'd be very difficult to turn your own psyche around and get off your own fears, get off your own hell, your own ignorance, and free yourself from your own limitation. My gosh, if I was such a bad boy, do you think God would have given me everything that I have? Oh my gosh, I have absolutely no fear of God, because that means I would have fear of me. I love me. I love who I am. I respect myself. I don't smoke and I don't drink. And that is important. For if you don't respect yourself, you smoke pot, you drink too much, you take medication, how can you respect anyone else? It doesn't work that way. You have to be the example. Inside of me, I'm fully aware there is trillions and billions of worlds. And inside of me, there is trillions and billions of life. As much as outside of me, there is trillions and billions of worlds with life that are connected with me. And you are part of the matrix. So start to think that way. Get off your little box. Try to swim upstream. Remember Pisces and Christianity, confinement, ignorance, stupidity, asylum, depression, schizophrenia. How many of you took the time to go to my website as I literally ask you so many times? How many of you took the time to go to my website? Scroll down and click on the world sinking into the ocean. How many of you took the time to read SOS to the World? How many of you took the time to read what took me years and weeks to crystallize on my website? How many of you did it? Ask the question. Now, if you do, maybe you're going to understand a little bit more about Neptune, the Lord of Deception, that has poisoned this world last 2,000 years and created a myriad of religions through man's folly and imagination. You are not a peasant walking the ground 2,000 years ago looking for somebody to tell you what to do and to go baptize or take a shower because you had no shower. You were in a time where if you had a dispute, chances are you would kill or being killed and you would probably eat each other because you had no McDonald's yet. Use common sense. Separate yourself from this stupidity, from this dogmatic, destructive teaching that poisoned mankind's psyche. Free yourself from ignorance. Ask because you deserve better. Been there, done that. Why would you go and spend tremendous resources trying to find out where Jesus walks or John Baptist walks or whatever these people did when you were dealing with a bunch of imbeciles? Oh, but they were fed by the universe, by God himself. Stop right there. Stop. Right there you're deceiving yourself again. Think like me. Be challenged. Get off the box, the conditioned man, the control of information that you had since you're a child. Ask for something different. For if you don't, you're going to be where you're at. And you're not listening to me just by accident. Guess what? I don't believe in accidents. Okay? You have asked for those information. You have asked to be shocked. You have asked because you want to get off the pit, the hole, the hell, ignorance that you've been forced in. Start to swim upstream like the salmon 24/7. That river is not going to stop. I understand the game. I'm a Pisces. So was Einstein. Swim upstream. Demand the clean water, the true knowledge. Free your spirit from the dirt. Free your spirit. Ask for the power because you are the power. There is nothing you cannot be or cannot have. I know I am the typical result of the true American dream. There were times where I could not even afford a drink or a cigarette. I had to bump it to my friend. I was walking miles because I could not afford even a bus ticket. Now I have the best of the best. What a long way. My gosh, I wish I had known all this then. But you know what? There is no schools that taught me how to handle life and free myself from the past, from the guilt, from illusion and deception. And I'm fully aware for every errors that I made, I had to pay the price. So I have hands-on experiences. Free yourself and swim upstream towards the clean, pure, true water. The wisdom of Supreme Pisces. Swim back to your birthplace as a child of the universe. Okay? Back to the stars, back to God, back to you, because that's where you came from. And that is the ultimate message that I have for you. Let go of the junk. Free yourself. I did it. It feels good, trust me. Well, we are a couple of minutes away from the first 30 minutes of my introduction. So if you want me to kind of look a little bit at your dragon or your chart or talk about some transits, what's ahead of you, maybe a good time to call. All right, who's on the line?
Okay, cool.
Who's that?
Hello?
Okay. And what's your question, honey?
My name is Jeanette. Hello?
Hello, I'm listening to you, yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette.
What's your date of birth? Honey, what's your date of birth?
April 3rd, 1982.
Hold on a sec, let me go. Let me punch this there. April, so that's 4. What day?
3rd. April 3rd, 1982.
Where are you calling me from, honey?
Where am I coming from?
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Where are you calling me from?
New York.
New York. I can see this accent. New York accent. All right, let me see. All right. Now, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought of writing for children? Just a question, yes or no?
Am I writing for working with children?
Yeah, have you thought of writing, or are you working with children?
I'm working with children right now.
Ah, okay. Now, you've got some power in your chart, and it is through the world of communication and writing. Are you teaching those kids? What are you doing with them? Are you babysitting?
Well, I'm an assistant teacher right now, and I'm thinking of entering different fields, but I don't know which career to enter. I went to college, and I got my Bachelor of Science in Speech Therapy, but I'm thinking of changing my field.
You have a gift in psychology. You have gift in interior designing. You have gift with people.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, if you want to pick on, to take on psychology, it's a good trait, don't get me wrong. But again, I would suggest you afterwards to lead yourself towards astral psychology, because you don't want to poison the kids with Prozac or Ritalin or tell them they are ADD and it's a disease, because it is a gift, it's not a disease. So I can tell you that within the next 2 years, you will be forced to restructure your service to the world. You have everything it takes to succeed in this chart, okay? Go ahead.
So is it better for me to be a school psychologist compared to being a nurse? Should I be a school psychologist or a nurse?
You could be both, but I'm telling you, you're not listening.
Okay.
If you become a psychologist, you're going to have access to drugs, and you are going to prescribe drugs to children, and you're going to kill the kids. You're not going to help the kids.
Yeah, that's something that I really want to do. I want to help heal people.
I know that, sweetheart, but you're not going to help people with chemicals, with Prozac or Ritalin, especially children. You need to understand the psyche of children. So if you want to go into psychology, you'll be better becoming an astral psychologist. Maybe you
astral psychologist. Yes. Is there such a course to take?
Yes, I'm teaching in Hawaii in June. If you cannot make it in Hawaii, then take it by mail. The course that I teach does not involve any drugs, so this way you won't poison the children.
So I'll learn how to use herbs to help the little children, right?
Yes,
you
have all the gift in the world to succeed, honey. I tell you what. Why don't you email me? Have you been to my website yet?
Huh? I have your website. I know their email address and everything.
Well, it's on my website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You go to contact and email me and let me guide you a little bit, okay? Because being an Aries yourself, you are a baby yourself, and you have a lot to offer. And the reason why you want to help people and why you have ability in psychology is because you need to help yourself and you need to understand yourself.
You know what? I haven't been a really happy person since I was a teenager. And
I
recently turned 24 on April 3rd last Monday. And
you turned what?
I don't know. I just feel that somehow God gave me this, I don't know, unhappiness to heal myself, and once I get out of it, I'll be able to help other people. Is that what his plan is?
You get depressed sometime, honey. I could see that in your chart. But
I can't connect with a lot of people. I feel like I'm different from them. I'm wired differently from people.
You're indeed very different. I'm looking at your UCI now. I'm looking at your chart right now. You have the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. So you have you may be a young girl, but you are a very old soul.
So old soul meaning perhaps this is my last life?
Not necessarily. You need to find.
So what does an old soul mean?
An old soul means that you've been around. You have a lot of wisdom inside of you that needs to be... You were a doctor in your past life. That's why you're so fussy and so picky and so much into health.
Was I also a monk?
A doctor.
A doctor? Was I also a monk? Because someone told me that my past life, I was a monk.
Everybody can tell you what they want. I'm telling you what I know. You were in England, and you were a doctor witch. You were helping ladies to have babies. You were a midwife doctor.
Oh.
That's why you like children that much. Now,
you also
walk a lot, and you had a problem on your knees. So don't put stress on your knees. They could be a little bit weak.
No wonder when I was younger, like when I was 4 or 5, I always have like issues with my knees. Like I always had cramps and.
I know, but you walk a lot, and you didn't have any horse, you didn't have any cars, and the cold destroyed your joints, so you died of Lagut, which is a joint problem on your knees, long time ago. But you're safe in his lifetime. So just email me, honey, okay? And let me guide you a little bit more because you're very precious. You've got a beautiful set of stars, and you need to uncover yourself. You need to discover yourself, and you need to understand a lot of things about your dragon. So I'll be there to guide you.
So you're saying eventually I get out of this unhappiness and I move on, right?
Yes, well... As I said, you know, you get depressed sometimes.
I think it's a lot of times.
I know, sweetheart, because you're very concerned with your career, and you have a big job to do. You have a big commitment and a big job to do, and sometimes you think you do not, you're wasting your time. But you're not. You're learning. You're doing the right thing. Just email me, and let me take care of you, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Dr. Corey.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Bye. What a beautiful soul. My gosh. She's born in April. She's got Mercury in Aries. Very competitive. Very sharp. She's got the moon in Leo. She's herself a little girl. She's a magnet for kids. There's no doubt about it. She's got the tail of the dragon, which is very, very old, into the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn, of course, is the sign that regulates the medical field, position of power and structure, and that will produce doctors and metaphysicians and mathematicians also on the lighter level. And Capricorn is the head of the goat in Christian theology.
Caller on the line.
It's the head of the goat is the witch. She's a little witch. She's a white witch. Who's on the line?
Sherry.
Sherry, where are you calling me from, honey?
Missouri.
Missouri, okay. Sherry, I want you to give me your date of birth, honey. What? Give me the month first.
June.
So that's 6.
Yes.
What else?
June the 4th.
What year?
1946.
So let me look at you. Let's look at this dragon here. My gosh, you were born with the head of the dragon right on you in Gemini. That means you probably look younger than your age. Do people say that?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes. And everything in your life would be 2, 4, 6. So that could mean 2 marriage, 4 marriage, 2 kids, 4 kids, whatever. Do I make sense or not? Hello?
Pardon? Yes.
All right. Let me look at your past life. In your past life, you were a guy. You were not a female.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't take anything away from your sweetness, darling, okay?
Okay.
And you were an Indian. Do you like nature? Do you like the Indians? Do you like animals?
Oh, yes. I love animals, and my grandfather is full-blooded Indian.
Oh, but that I didn't know, but I can see through your stars that you have a lot of past life with the Indians. You broke your back, though, in the past life, so care for your back, okay?
Okay.
You fell and you broke your back. Do you have any problem there or not, at least yet?
No, the small of my back does bother me sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it doesn't have to be painful, but sometimes you carry with you a little bit of this trauma on the physical level. Any allergies?
To medicines, a lot of medicine.
Good, yeah, of course, because you were yourself a medicine man. You were a medicine man, and naturally you know, subconsciously you know, that any medicine would kill you. When you were an Indian, you had learned all the secrets of nature, plants, herbs, Kabbalah, rocks, incantation, the stars. You carried with you a tremendous value, tremendous knowledge from the Indian past life. Okay?
Okay.
You also have past life in Spain and Portugal. Do you speak any language?
No, I...
Have you ever thought of learning
Spanish.
Any language? Like French or Spanish?
A little Spanish, yes.
Yeah, all right, because you also have some past life in Spain and Portugal. All right, let me see here. Now, another thing that I see with you, you know, you seem to be insecure financially, and that gets to your stomach when you get upset.
Yes.
Okay, don't eat when you're upset, okay? You are a natural caretaker, though, and you too. Children are definitely attracted to you. But you have such a strong sense of independence. You don't want to be confined into anything. Your gifts are into the arts, spirituality. You have gifts also, music, dancing. This is all sort of gift that I perceive with you. And you also, as an Indian in following past life, you have life also as a nurse. What do you do now? Are you working in a hotel? Food? What do you do? Are you a caretaker?
I worked in a nursing home.
So I'm right. You're a caretaker. Yes. Okay. So you see, nursing, the power of the stars don't lie. If you were to educate yourself in astropsychology, just by looking at the chart, I have a software that I designed, you'd be trained to read anybody. That's why I was hoping this little girl that called before you, she would consider taking astropsychology, so this way you would know how to guide people. Do you work at night?
I did, yes.
Because I see night work with you for some reason.
Yes.
I see some problem with kids, though. Do you have any kids around you?
Do I have any kids?
Yeah, is there any children around you? Because I see some problem in the fifth house, and that is love, romance, and children. So is it the kids? Is he a lover? Is it? I see some problem in that area.
My son was having some problems.
Ah, yeah, it's coming from the kids. Yes, is there any legality, some legal thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. Make sure it doesn't bug you, okay? Don't let anything hurt you. You're very concerned about security and your kids, and that's normal, don't get me wrong. And then also, sometimes when you communicate, you're too emotional and you could become too aggressive. Try not to be so blunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, try to, you know, you're very honest, you're very direct, and a lot of people cannot understand you, and they may not necessarily like your honesty. Now, you probably would have to be moving. Have you thought of that yet?
I thought about it, yes.
Yeah, well, you've got to move ahead of you, and you're going to restructure your career. There is a full restructure ahead of you that might help you to do what you want to do. What is it you like to do best? Tell me. Taking care of people?
Yes, and I like animals. I like animals a lot.
That's due to your past life, yeah, with the Indians. Well, I can tell you that around June, around your birthday, the dragon is going to be moving in your 10th house of career. So that's going to force you to reevaluate your career. Now, for all of you listening to the show, you can, if you want to, email me, mention that you are from the show, okay, Starlight Show, and I'm going to email you ebook. My 2005 Moon Power. The reason why I want you to have this book is because it will tell you what you went through last couple of years, okay, with the dragon, and will give you an idea of what my book is all about. And if you like it, then you will have to invest on the 2006 Moon Power before it disappears, before it sells out.
Okay.
Okay, so just do that, and I'll take care of you, honey.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, there is also something that I'm offering to people, and that is the Kabbalistic Camel Ritual. If you happen to be living in a house where somebody died, or if you got too much depression, or too many people got sick, you got to remove that. So email me, and I will send you this, okay? All right, who's next? Hello? Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Arizona.
Okay, well, so you're not too far from me. What part of Arizona?
Right in one of the suburbs from Phoenix, Chandler.
Okay, no problem. Okay, now, what's your first name again?
Bob.
Bob, what's your date of birth? Give me the month first.
8-30-45.
8-30-1945. This is the way I like to be done. 8-30-1945, because that makes much easier for me. Let me look at you here. So you were born in the constellation of Leo with your sun sign in Virgo, moon in Gemini. You're a good talker. You're a good communicator. Do you do any writing or not?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Do you do any writings or sales?
Yes, I've been working on a rather tremendous amount of contracts.
Yeah, I can see that, yes, yes. Well, as a matter of fact, some of those contracts, they get into your head.
Very true.
And did you get sued or did you get any problem with that?
No, I'm working on contracts for my business.
Okay, good, good. All right, because I can see some of those contracts that it could be a little bit difficult or stressing. So I'd rather you suffering this way than to get sued. Okay, all right. Now, let me see what I detect with you. Make sure you're very dedicated to your work, my friend. You really, really work too hard.
You need that's true.
You need to back off a little bit, you know.
Because exactly. That,
yeah, you need to go to Sedona or something. Take a day off, my friend.
I'd like to go to Sedona, but unfortunately, with
younger kids. No. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, unfortunately, okay? Listen to me. It'd be good for you. It'd be absolutely phenomenal for you to get away, because that tail of the dragon has gone to your head. Now it's going to your body, and it's going to put stress in your knees, in your back, in your stomach. And you need to back off a little bit. You're so committed. You're so dedicated. You're so precise. I can see paperwork, office work with you. And
yes.
you need to realize that it's a little bit more than just doing contract business in life. Okay, you don't want... Now, do you have any story of heart problem?
No.
Good. All right, because I don't want you to worry about health, okay? I see a little bit of a concern. But when you work hard, your mind is going so fast, left and right, telephone, writing, running around, doing this, doing that.
Yes.
You know, so that this is a good thing, because you don't worry about your health. And that's
a good thing.
Okay.
No, I'm so wrapped up in what I'm doing.
I know, and that's a healing potential. You're lucky with the real estate, though. Hotels, restaurants, food, and real estate. What type of business are you in? Commodity, or what are you doing?
Environmental.
Okay, good, good. So you're definitely into the head of the dragon. This is good. I like that. Now, you were born with the head in the sign of Cancer, so it's important for you not to sign your contract when you feel like there is a specific timing involving your contract. The outcome of your contract depends on the timing you present the deal or you get this contract signed.
Very true.
So in your case, instead of gambling, you may want to synchronize with the fluctuations of the moons that control your dragon set in Cancer. So more than anybody, you should put your hand on my book, Moon Power, and respect the laws of the moon. Your dragon set is under the jurisdiction of the moon. And that can make success or failure depending on the timing.
Right, exactly. Sure, no doubt about it. And I'm working on quite a few contracts that I'm hoping I get.
Mm-hmm.
It could just immediately change my entire
Absolutely.
Business.
This is why, I'm suggesting you need to listen. I'm suggesting you to get my book, Moon Power, so you
Moon
know
Power.
When it's time to sign contracts or not to sign contracts, and that could save you a lot of headaches, my friend.
Ignorance
is evil.
Right, and, sure. I understand that.
Right.
I
now, are you into politics, too?
Yeah,
it's a dragging energy in your chart.
I'm in the political arena
I know.
On a small scale from the environmental.
I know,
I've been involved
but you
so
always
years.
Encounter a problem there, my friend. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
You will always encounter problems. One of the reasons is in your past life you were involved with the government, a large structure, a large organization, and your strong sense of detail and conservation is a blessing for this world. But you know, the big sharks out there, they don't care about the environment.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's what you fight. That's what you were born to do.
Right.
But again, be careful how you dwell. Again, all your option to challenge the local government is set by a specific timing. Again,
right.
I can only tell you what I know. Get my book, Moon Power, and
right.
start to investigate the timing. So when you present an idea or a contract or you discuss the problem, the people will be listening to you.
Right,
not,
sure.
Okay? It's, remember, knowledge is power.
Right. Because
okay.
I'm so, like I said, I'm just so, I've got so many things going, but nothing is actually closing. But
mm-hmm.
I've got so many things going for me.
Well, again,
you're self-employed.
You have that speed in you, and you start projects real fast.
Yes, I do.
And then you have a side of yourself which is very methodical, and one side of yourself will forget things.
Yeah, I've got a fantastic memory. I'm going left and right.
I've been focused
on everything.
You're just repeating what I'm saying to you. You could be easily classified as an ADD, but you've got to power the gap. That's good news. You can take pictures too.
What do you see? Do you see the contracts being successful? I mean,
it depends on your ability to synchronize with the ruler. What you did is going shopping last few years, last 20 or 30 years. And you have decided to ignore every single red light and every single stop sign. That's what you did.
Yes, yes.
So I'm trying to help you to synchronize the divine. I'm
right.
trying to help you to realize that your dragon set in Cancer demands you to respect laws. Actually, what you need is a full life reading. So you should invest in one of my tape. And from there, my friend, I will investigate your soul's purpose, your finance, and all your endeavors, your career, your wishes, your friend, your past life, your health. I will investigate everything in detail. And,
Would that be the full reading that I've read on the Internet here that it's...
That's correct. That's the full life reading. I think it should be the law to have it done for everybody. Saturday night, I'm extraordinarily busy, so you have to be patient, okay?
Well, reading the bio on you from the Nostradamus is just phenomenal. I mean, I'm absolutely one of his biggest supporters in reading on his... futures and predictions.
I was invited to do a movie in England on Nostradamus, which I did in London a few months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's going to be on Discovery Channel sometime. So if you sign up to my newsletter, you will know.
Oh, I will. Is there a way to email you?
I don't necessarily want to read it, but you could try. I don't even pick up the phone.
No, I realize you're so busy.
But if you join up for the newsletter, it's free. You'll know everything that I do. If there is a TV show, a radio show, or a course, or deals, because I offer deals. But if you don't sign up, you will not know. And it's
okay,
free.
Then definitely sign up, because there's so many things going on, and I need to know.
Well,
there's
a lot of
them.
Things ahead of you, my friend, with the dragon moving in the world of Pisces and Virgo in June. There is tremendous changes. And again, there's a lot of people that cannot afford the $310, but if you can afford $30, then do it. Moon Power will tell you about how the dragon is going to affect you and everybody else around you. And it's also,
oh, okay.
No,
I'll get the book without a doubt.
Yeah, you could start with the book. The book is not a reading, but it's at least something. You don't stay in the dark. You cannot see
right.
the darkness when you have such a powerful chart.
Well, I sat in there and listened to your show for about a half hour, and I was so impressed.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
that. Very impressed.
I thought
if you get some sort of vibrations from me, positive note.
But you're kind of a complicated person, to tell you the truth. You're complicated, and there is no easy fix with you. You either do it right or you don't do it.
Exactly.
So
that's
just give it to me. Start with the book,
okay?
Investigate that. And after that, well, trust me to do your full life reading. Then I'm going to send you a 90-minute tape. I'm going to send you 20 or 30 page printed material and all the guidance that you need. And I'm going to throw you like 2 years ahead of you in predictions and everything else. So just
That's fantastic. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Well, just again, if you go to my website and click on readings, you order the full life reading. Don't order anything else.
I wouldn't do anything else. The full life is what I need.
And I would take care of you, my friend.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Do you get good vibes on when you hear voices or do you get feelings?
I can tell you that you were born in August, my friend. Even though your sun sign is Virgo. Yeah,
right.
You have Mercury in Leo. You have Pluto in Leo. You're supposed to establish a position of power and build your stage in this lifetime. And your second house of money is controlled by Virgo, and Virgo rules anything to do with health and the environment, and this is where your self-esteem and your finance is generated. But there is also information on your dragon's head that needs to be crystallized in a tape, because the information are much too important to be said on the air, and there is also
private
things that I cannot divulge in the air because I don't want
to
shock anybody. But anyway, just leave it to me. There is no accident for you to listen to my show and to give me a call tonight, and then from there we work with you, my friend. Okay.
Okay. Well, terrific. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll start with the book,
and then I'll go ahead and get the newsletter, and then I'll go for the full reading.
And I'll take good care of you. You'll be sure of that.
Oh, I do not doubt that at all.
All right, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, we've got, nearly less than 4 minutes to go. So if there is anybody who wants to jump in, it's now. Anybody else? I guess you just were listening. Okay, all right. Well, it's a good thing because I don't like to be shut down when I start to channel information. So I'd like to dedicate this show tonight to the freedom of your spirit. Okay, you need to. There is an option to listen to this show. So listen to me over and over again as I will build the psyche of faith and intelligence and education outside of the dogma and the religious poisoning. And please, if you know and feel that I have something, and obviously I do, if not you wouldn't be listening, then let other people listen to that show. Give the link.
Hey, awesome.
Who's this?
Paulina.
Paulina. Okay, we're going to hurry, honey. Just tell me, where are you calling me from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Must be cold out there, no? You got a good weather?
Hey, thank you. Awesome.
Sweetheart, what's your date of birth?
June 25th, 1950.
June 25th, 1950. You're
born here.
You're the tigress.
I'm the tiger, and I'm my north node is in Aries.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! How do you know that? Are you an astrologer?
Well, no, but I've looked at my chart a lot, always trying to rediscover.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. You were born with the head of the dragon in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you've been harassed by your dragon to find out who you are. Okay?
Yep.
And
you're
born to be a leader of the mind. Oh, my gosh. And you have the tail of the dragon in Libra, which makes you an artist. It makes you an interior designer, psychologist by birth. You got quite a lot of potential here. Do you have any difficulties with your mother or your upbringing, honey?
I was adopted. I never knew.
Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. Because I look at your chart and I felt something very wrong with the mother and the upbringing. I'm sorry, I didn't, when I start to show with people, I say things sometimes straight to the point, so
bear
with me, I didn't want to upset you, because I know you're very sensitive. Okay, all right, let me see. Honey, you were born in June into the constellation of Gemini, and your sun sign is Cancer. You understand that, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not just a Cancer, you are the sign of the Zodiac. And I just thought the dragon is going to be moving in your home area, and in your career area, and that could mean in many ways relocating and restructuring your career. Now, what type of work do you do? Are you into the healing field? Are you into the healing, food? What are you doing?
No, I tell you, I'm writing, but I want to sing, and I'm doing dead-end jobs.
You're a Gemini, yes. I mean, in my work, you're a Gemini. You're the jack of all trades. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
All right. Have you done some waitressing work, too?
years ago. I hope
yeah.
to never do it again.
Well, I know, sweetheart, but it's part of your fate. Don't worry. It's just everybody does what they have to do. Your maker is in Gemini, so in your first house, it's dignified. So if you discipline yourself, crystallize your thought, educate yourself, you could do very well in communication, in teaching. Plus, your dragon set in Aries is in your wishes area, so it'd be very impossible for you not to bring up your wishes in this lifetime, but you need education, okay? I don't know, maybe you should consider taking my course. You have all the stars to do very well in helping other people, but you need to use your communication power in a progressive way. You don't want to be on the phone all day long and wasting your time for nothing. You want to talk and you want to get paid.
In
other words, to do that, you have to educate yourself. So I don't know. Just email me and see if I can help you with my upcoming course in Hawaii, okay? Because you've got a beautiful set of stars, and you're definitely very precious. And your Jupiter is right on your 10th house of career, so foreigners, and one of them, are going to be a blessing to help you in your education.
Oh, okay.
And remember, so you still have this sun in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You are under the jurisdiction of the moon. And we're going to finish this show very soon. So in a few days from today, as a matter of fact, today we are the 12th. Tomorrow and after tomorrow, this upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday, the moon is going to be moving in Scorpio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the sign that regulates terrorism, death, and drama, okay? So it's already on my website. Have you been to my website?
Oh, yes, I have.
So it's on the bad news. There is a very negative upcoming moon in Scorpio. So careful out there in New York, okay? Be careful.
We'll
don't do anything that you're not supposed to do. Those 2 days I would stay home. Police everywhere, drama everywhere, death everywhere, nature. It's all on my website already. So I'm preparing you and my listeners to be careful with this upcoming Friday and Saturday, including Sunday. When that is passed, I would be feeling much better. And again, if you have friends or family member, make sure they go back to the archive and listen to the show again. Well, we have to go, honey. I'm so sorry. Just email me and let me send you my book, Moon Power, for free, okay? And I'll take care of you. All right, everybody. I wish every one of you a good night. This is Dr. Turi on the Starlight Show. See you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.